Now, should Big Ben bong for Brexit? I find that very difficult to say. Well, if it does, it will cost an estimated £500,000, according to the Prime Minister.
We're working up a plan so that people can bung a bob for a Big Ben bong. I haven't quite worked it out. So we need to restore the clapper in order to bong Big Ben on Brexit night.
Bung a bob for a Big Ben bong. I've been told I have to say that and not cop out of that. There have been calls for the famous bell to ring at 11 p.m. on the 31st of January to signal the UK leaving the EU. But due to ongoing restoration work, it's only rung on a few occasions since refurbishment of the tower housing it began in 2017. Boris Johnson has said that some form of crowdfunding might be possible to cover the cost of that. So basically, if you want to hear Big Ben bong, you pay for it. Brendan O'Neill from Spiked Online is with us. Good morning to you, Brendan. And the former trade unionist Bumper Graham. Good morning to you, Bumper.
Morning, Vinny.
But Brendan, I didn't hear you say hello, but I assume you're there. We'll start with you, Brendan. Is it important? Is this something that has to happen, especially at such a high cost?
I think it would be brilliant if Big Ben was to bong on the 31st of January. I think it's an occasion really worth celebrating. Not only is the largest democratic bloc in the history of the United Kingdom finally getting its way, and that's how democracy ought to work, but also it really signals that it's a celebration of people power. You know, well, not only are we leaving the European Union, as the British people requested, but we are also showing that we have defeated the kind of ruthless Remainer establishment, which has spent 3.5 years trying to prevent this from happening. So we saved democracy. And I think saving democracy is something worth celebrating in public as loud as
that's your perception. Of course, there'll be lots of people maybe would disagree. But at £500,000, the cost of marking Brexit in that way would be just over £45,000 per bong. And that's assuming that the bell would strike 11 times, Brendan. That seems excessive.
I don't think you can put a price on something that
brings
people together. And people will come together in Parliament Square. I will be one of them. I come from a long tradition of supporting democracy. I consider myself on the left, as it happens. I think of people like Tony Benn. I think of the great trade unions in the UK, trade unions against the EU. People like Barbara Castle, people like Peter Shaw.
Will you be donating? Will you be?
The left, as well as the right, has been fighting for this, and I think we should all celebrate it. I will donate once the crowdfund is.
How much?
I will donate, and I don't know.
Well, come on, it's £45,000 a bong. How much of a bong do you want to buy?
I won't donate a huge amount, but I hope other people will, and I hope it will bring Democrats together who think defending democracy against the establishment is worth celebrating.
So just a slight breakdown. There's two separate costs here. Bringing back the bonging mechanism and installing a temporary floor is £120,000. The cost of delaying the conservation work that's going on at the minute is £400,000. That's based on £100,000 a week. And then the Commission says that the floor of the belfry has been removed and there would be a significant cost to put it back in, put in a temporary floor and then remove it again. Bumper Graham, what do you reckon?
This is absolute nonsense, Vinny. And, £500,000, which could be, if people have the money, could be better used in donating to essential and needy charities such as the homeless and food banks. You know, Brenton says he's of the left. Well, people on the left are usually internationalists, and all he is doing is helping the Brexit Party promote their little Englander approach, so they are. And the other thing would be, maybe it should ring, because, during the Second World War, if church bells rang, it was a sign of imminent attack and disaster. Well, Brexit's going to be a disaster for the working people of the UK, so it is.
It's a huge moment for the UK, regardless of how you stand on it. Big Ben is a very well-known landmark. It's a huge, iconic part of Westminster, of London, of the UK. Can you understand, to an extent, Bumper, why people might want it to ring out?
And I think the people that will be able to hear the sound of Big Ben, if it were to ring, will be disgusted, because most of the people living in London include a big, big majority of people who are Remainers and a big, big number of EU citizens who are working.
Here's what you do then, Bumper.
And fearing for their future.
Don't pay money towards it.
Well, again, this is another Boris bluster. Boris said, oh, we're going to do it. And then when you got underneath it all, Boris didn't even have the money, and Boris didn't have plans to have the money. It was a bit like his bluster at Stormont the other day when we were promised money from Westminster. And, of course, all we got was blustering Boris and no money.
Brendan?
Well, it's completely wrong to say that all Londoners are sickened by Brexit. 1.5 million Londoners voted for Brexit. That is,
I didn't say all, Brendan. I said the majority of people.
Hold on, but that's 200,000 more people than voted for the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan. That's how much of a huge political phenomenon Brexit is. But, you know, not only is it important for the people who will physically hear it, but what about the huge numbers of working class people across the country? You know, the working classes of the UK don't need trade union officials to tell them what's good for them. They made a democratic choice.
The working class people of the UK
need decent terms and conditions.
One at a time. Brendan, if you finish your point, Bomber will bring you back in then.
Those working class Brexit voters feel utterly betrayed by the Labour movement, utterly betrayed by the trade union movement. That's why they voted for Boris, because the left sold them out, and they want to celebrate this democratic moment with or without the approval of trade union officials.
Well, the ordinary working people of Britain will see after the 31st of January the disaster that Brexit is going to be. And remember, in Boris's latest deal, he has removed the European protections for workers. So what do workers face in the future? More Tory-type attacks that we saw under Thatcher, not the protection, not the job opportunities, and the loss for our young people of the opportunity to travel and work in Europe.
Working-class rights were won by working-class people in the UK. They were not gifted to us by the European Union, and I think that's one of the great myths that's been pushed.
Well, I think if you study the last 30, 40 years, you'll see that the advancement of workers' rights has been down, not to the generosity of whether it be Tory or Labour governments, but having to apply European decent conditions.
No, that's one of the myths that's pushed by the TUC as well. It's completely untrue. Working people spent decades and decades fighting for their rights. They don't need unelected officials in Brussels to look after them as if they had children. The point
you're trying to remove them and celebrate it with a needless waste of 500,000.
The point of the 31st of January is that voting for Brexit was one of the first time that ordinary people felt they had real power, real influence. They changed the future of the country. They didn't just select a party
People like you and the Brexit Party chair, Richard Tice, lied to the people of the UK.
Well, let's not start using phrases like that. I have nothing to say, no information to back that up, so let's not suggest...
Let's let Brendan reply. By the people wanting to vote to exit.
Brendan.
Well, I didn't lie to anyone, many people on the Remainer side lied with their Project Fear, constantly trying to whip up panic amongst ordinary people. Ordinary people saw through it.
Let's not use that word on air, because it makes me very nervous and it can get us into a lot of trouble depending on how we use it. Brendan, when we talk about the likes of £500,000, I am sure London, different parts of the UK, and it comes to homelessness, issues with mental health, funding crises here and there. That's why some people will look at this and say, well, my goodness, 40-odd grand to hear a bell toll 11 times, 40-odd grand each. Imagine what you could do with that money.
But it's not a zero-sum game. Of course we should tackle all those social problems, and society is to a certain extent, and more can always be done. But, you know, one of the great left-wing slogans is always, we want bread and roses. We don't just want the basics of life. We also want the good things from life. And I think it's absolutely fine for ordinary people in the UK to say, look, tackle mental health crisis, tackle homelessness, build more houses, do all those things you ought to be doing. But also, let us celebrate a great democratic moment.
Okay.
Let us take pleasure in people power.
Bumper Graham, you were criticising Boris Johnson, saying, well, it's typical of him to have an idea like this and then not have the money to pay for it. Could you imagine the uproar if we found out this was coming, you know, from taxpayers' money?
Yeah, it would be even worse, so it would, Vinny. But, you know,
this way, if you want to be involved, you can. If you don't, then don't.
Well, you know, if people want to fund it, they should look at their conscience and say, do I want to give money for 11 bongs? Or do I want to actually help people and put that money into charities that will provide social good? You know, it's more Boris Claptrap rather than a Boris Clapper.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Robert in Carrickfergus. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Sonny.
Would you want to donate to pay to hear Big Ben Bong?
I don't know where I would or not, but if it did, if it be my decision, it's my money that I'd be donating, not the union's money, or is the union's going to tell us what to do with our money now? I mean, I'm sure plenty of people who pay in the unions weren't happy that over $3 million was spent on Jeremy Corbyn's failed election campaign when it could have been paid into food banks. Who give them the right to spend people's money? The money that people pay into unions is to go to represent them in label cases and work and things like that, working conditions and things like that, and pay raises, not to go to Jeremy Corbyn.
And of course, political parties, you know, when it comes to elections, etc., they have to pay for that, Robert.
Yes, they do indeed. But why should the public pay it? If they're in it, they raise money for themselves, not through people's union monies.
Do you think it seems excessive, Robert?
Union monies don't go directly to the Labour Party or any other party. It's people within unions who pay the additional political levy contribution that the money goes to. You opt out of doing that, and in Northern Ireland, you have to opt
Okay, one at a time.
Well, then that brings you back, Bunter. People can opt out of paying for the bong at the Big Ben. Nobody's telling them to pay for it. If they want to pay for it, to pay
okay.
for it.
Does it seem excessive, Robert? Like, you know, when it comes to a sound like that, I noticed the MP, Mark Francois, he's saying that if all else fails, the BBC must have a recording of Big Ben chiming that they could play at 11 p.m. at no cost whatsoever to taxpayers, which is true. I was looking this morning in our audio thing, and there's lots of recordings, actual recordings of Big Ben chiming. What's the difference?
If people don't want to pay for it, they don't pay for it, Sonny. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. If they want, if, would Bunter be on complaining if they wanted to ring Big Ben, if the result had went the other way?
Okay.
I don't think so.
Robert,
if people want to pay for it, they'll pay for
it. Robert, thank you. John and Dunamana. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Vinnie. How are you?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm not too bad at all.
Good, good.
Thanks for the opportunity getting on. I listened to Boris Johnson yesterday morning, basically as usual, making a complete doodah of himself on live television. £500,000 he listened to Big Ben chime 11 times. Really, you know, people need to search their moral conscience. I don't know if anybody ever watches those advertisements on TV, but you see, £2 a month to help a child with a cleft palate, £2 a month to help a child who's got a serious eye condition, that every time the child blinks, it's like a razor blade going across his eyeball. Instead of people donating money to hear Big Ben 11 times, why don't they donate the money to causes to those types of causes? And the money will be going to a good, decent humanitarian thing instead of Boris Johnson. You know, basically, whenever these bongs are there, he'll be in the middle of it, roaring and shouting and guffawing the way he goes on as usual. You know, this really is beyond the pale.
Yeah.
And Boris Johnson, well, he is a disgrace anyway.
I understand the point you're making in terms of money, but again, yeah. John, you know, are we telling people what to do with their money? Should people not be allowed to do what they want?
I'm not telling people what to do with their money at all, Vinny. I am telling people to search their moral conscience.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody gives £10 to hear Big Ben bong,
yes,
that £10 could help 5 children with cleft palates. That's what I'm trying to get. That's what I'm trying to get there. If you ever see those advertisements on TV, they would take the tear from a stone.
Yeah.
And really, people need to search their moral. And Brendan, I'm just listening to Brendan. I don't know where Brendan's the left or the right or whatever he is, but Brendan really would need to search his own conscience too, perhaps, and just think, I'll give this money.
Brendan is there. You can talk directly to him, Brendan. You want to respond to John?
My conscience is fine, in fact, and I recognise that society's role is not simply to look after people, but also to celebrate important public moments, historic moments, political moments. We do it all the time.
I have nothing to celebrate. Us leaving the European Union is one of the worst things ever. That's absolute disaster.
That's your opinion, but there are millions upon millions of people, the largest number of voters in history, in fact, who have the opposite opinion and who think it's worth celebrating. So a lot of this just comes down to Remainers once again being bad losers and not being able to accept that they lost the vote and the other side won.
All right, Norman and Bangor. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning.
Would you like to hear Big Ben bong? I think we have it here. Let me see. We can play this for you.
Is that it?
Well, there we go. Bit of a build up there. There we go. That's $43,000. No. That's about 150, 140 grand where we're at. And up to near $200,000. I think that's enough. I don't think we can afford to pay anymore.
Well, I ain't going to give you
Stephen could afford to pay for it.
What?
Stephen could afford to pay.
Don't mention that name. That's twice now. He gets 50 quid every time you mention his name on air. Norman, go ahead.
And I'm going to give you two options. First of all, you don't need Big Ben to chime. You get all the church bells across the country to chime for nothing. And all the politicians in Westminster, there's over 600 of them. Get them to give £1,000 each from their expenses, and theirs is paid for. There's no need for working class people to pay for it. Let the political class and the elite pay for it.
They wouldn't be allowed to give anything from expenses. Sure, that would be against the rules.
Well, they can claim plenty from
their expenses. And anyway, if it came from expenses, then you're still paying for it yourself. You talk about working class people. Who do you think gets the money for their expenses?
But sure, look at the money they claim. They claim for a chocolate bar or a peanut bar for their expenses. Sure, they can give £1,000 and then claim it back.
But then you're still paying for that. If they're claiming it back, then it doesn't come out of thin air, Norman. It comes out of taxpayers' pockets. Okay.
You've been paying for it anyway.
Norman, thank you. Wayne in Balahi. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good. I have it all sorted.
Right.
So what I have a van at the house and there's speakers in the back of it.
Right.
So you and me will head over in the van. I record Big Ben chiming off the TV somewhere. We'll head round the back of Big Ben and then you'll get the watch on. Countdown will start and I'll play through the speakers.
I am going nowhere with you in a van. Can I ask, Wayne, why do you have a van full of speakers?
Because we've a band, but sure, it's quiet, so we can head over and take a night off, get a wee sandwich on the way over, head over in the boat. Go down the back. Charge him five grand.
I must. Was that £5,000? Did you slipped that in there, Wayne? Five grand.
£5,000 for the whole thing. Nobody knows any different. They all hear Big Ben chiming, and they all go home happy.
They must be some set of speakers, I'm telling you.
Oh, they're good ones. They'll do the job.
All right, Wayne. Thank you, Brendan O'Neill. Thank you, and Bumper Graham. Thank you very much as well.